Welcome to City on a Hill, where we believe, belong, become, and build. We are a loving and caring community located in Crab Orchard, West Virginia, led by Pastor Damon Davis. Whether you're listening for the first time or you're a regular part of our family, we are so glad that you're here. At City on a Hill, we believe in reaching out to everyone with the love of Christ. Make sure to visit us online at cityonahillwv.com for more info on how to get connected. Now, let's dive right into the message from today and grow together in Christ.
Amen. Psalms 23. I know some of y'all know this by heart. I know you do. But sometimes we get so familiar with Scripture that we forget how powerful it really is. We have it in our heart. We can recite it. We've heard this preached at funerals. We become so familiar with it. I want to break down a couple of these scriptures today, because as part of His sheepfold, man, this is powerful. The Lord is my... Come on, let's read it together. Y'all go ahead and read it. Let me hear you. I heard it. I heard a little bit of attitude when you said, surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You may be seated. I want to read to you Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. You read that before, and you never really thought about what it just said. He said, I am sending you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Seems a little unfair to me, don't it you? I'm sending out the sheep in the midst of the... Not I'm sending you out where there may be a possibility of wolves. Or I'm sending you out where there may... There's wolves been sighted in the area, but you are a sheep. I don't know about you, but I wish He would have picked something else to liken us to. At least a deer, so that I could run from the wolf, or maybe even a wolf myself, so at least it's a wolf fighting a wolf. Or maybe a cat that I could scratch the wolf. Or maybe even a lion so that I could eat the wolf. But no, Jason, He said I was a sheep. I don't know if you've ever looked at a sheep, but they don't have any claws. And they don't have any fangs. And I just wish it was something else. I wish He would have likened us to something else. But He likened us to sheep. We've learned a lot about sheep. We've heard a lot of messages about sheep. One of the things that stick out in my mind of all the messages that I've heard, and maybe it's because of the wording, but Brother Eddie taught us years ago that sheep, and these are the words that he used, sheep are geographical morons. They don't know how to get back to places.
He taught us that there have been stories of sheep going around the barn and not being able to find their way back around to the front because sheep aren't very smart. So I thought, I wish he would have said a crow. Crows are smart. They say that a crow has the intellect of a seven-year-old. Have you ever watched crows, how brilliant they are? They put tests and they'll put something in a bottle and they'll take a wire and bend the wire and work it down in there. And it's amazing. Where we work, I don't know where they come from. You cannot see one for all day. Throw a piece of pizza out and all of a sudden, here they come. It's like, what was you doing? Just sitting up there watching? How did you know? But no, he says, we're sheep. And not only that, he said, I'm putting you in the midst of wolves. I don't know if you've looked at a wolf or not. But the odds seem to be in the enemy's favor in this battle. Not only wolf, wolves plural. It's not just one coming after you. But it's more than one. Hence comes the problem, Dustin. When I see this and I understand that he didn't make me a wolf to fight wolves, I'm still outnumbered. If it's me against wolves, I'm still outnumbered. And I wanted to be a crow because I'd be smart. But a crow against wolves doesn't seem too good except for the ability to fly. But he says, you're like sheep. He puts us in this category of sheep. But what we got to understand is the reason that he put us as sheep is because the truth is sometimes we are geographical morons. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but sometimes we're just plain morons. There's been times in each of our lives that we've done something really goofy. Amen. Now I'm starting to see the little bit of the likeness. We say, I'll never do that again, and then we do it again. It's amazing. Has anybody electricity been out lately? Anybody's electricity been out lately? All right. When your electricity was out, did you walk in the room and flip the light switch on? Moron. There's no power. There's no electricity. How's it going to work? Man, we are creatures of habit, aren't we? We do things and then we say, oh, man, I don't even know what I was thinking. I've heard stories after stories. I know a girl one time that she said that she's got a lot of kids, and she said she was used to holding her kids in her arms, and she said she was standing in line at Walmart, and she was buying Christmas decorations, and she said she had these boxes of lights in her arm, and she's waiting to check out, and she said she's holding those lights, and she was so used to holding a kid that she went and kissed the Christmas lights because she was so used to kissing her kids. And she said, I'm standing in Walmart thinking, I hope somebody didn't see me. Like, man, that girl really does like Christmas decorations. Sometimes we're not real smart. When it comes to fighting the enemy, he's got thousands of years of experience on us. And let's be honest, sometimes he tricks us. Robin's into a lot of health food and stuff, and I told her one day, I said, you know what I hate? I hate when you get the stuff home and you think it's organic, but it's regular donuts. She said, you're not funny at all. I thought it was really, man, when we're dealing with fighting the enemy, he's got a lot of experience on us. A whole lot of experience. And in that experience, he's very patient with us. Amen? He'll wait. I don't know about you, but when we're singing, I believe, and man, the drums are going, and they're just singing it, and I've seen cancer disappear, and I'm raising my hand. The enemy doesn't usually bother me in this setting. Usually on Sunday, I'm feeling pretty good. Amen? Man, the service went good. The preaching was all right. The Sunday school lesson was really good. Hey, listen, if you miss Sunday school, you ought to get up. It's just a little bit earlier. And come on in here and listen to that. Man, we're learning scripture by scripture. And man, it's enlightening. And I if anybody in here in Sunday school, thank God for Sunday school. I know it's a little dated. I know the idea of Sunday school is becoming more and more dated. But if we don't have teaching, then we really can't have preaching. All of it works together. And we come in and man, when it's worship service, thank you, Jesus. Man, I'm good. I'm kind of bouncing a little bit, raising my hand. We're doing it. Everything's great. But sometimes Monday morning or Monday afternoon, it's when the enemy can get me in my thoughts by myself that there becomes an issue. And sometimes you don't have to share your thoughts with people. If everybody in this room shared your thoughts with the person beside you, some people would get up and move. Because it's in those times that the enemy begins to attack. It's in those times of quietness or times of aloneness that the enemy begins to plant ideas or thoughts in our head. Watch the news and you see these people that do the craziest stuff. And you know what their neighbors say? Nah, I never thought he was like that. The reason you never thought he was like that is because you was never with him when he was alone, hence he was alone. And it's in those times that the enemy begins to fight. It's the sheep that is removed from the sheepfold that is attacked by the wolves. It's when you are separated. Are you hearing me? The enemy has a plan. It is to divide and to conquer. So the enemy's got this plan to make you feel like you're not part of the sheepfold. And if you're not part of it, then he pushes you to the outer edge. And when you get to the outer edge and you're not in the area of protection, the enemy begins to attack you when you are alone. So he puts us in this position and calls us sheep. But notice what he says. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Okay, little sheep, I'm going to put you out there with the wolves and I'm telling you, be harmless. At least let me karate kick somebody, Jesus. At least let me try to at least, I mean, this seems so unfair. See, you've read this and you missed it. Raise your hand if you think this is unfair. Raise your hand if you think this is unfair. I'm going to make you a sheep, put you in the middle of wolves, and I want you to be harmless. Come on, be honest. Be honest. I know you're like, well, Jesus did it, so I'm not sure I should say it's unfair. It seems unfair. It don't seem right to me. I mean, if you want me to... Here's what's interesting. When we read the 23rd Psalm, he said, I will fear no evil. If you want me to fear no evil, give me a knife. Give me a gun. Right? I'm not going to lie. I feel better if I have a gun. And I'm not trying to advocate for anything, so any of you snowflakes, don't get mad. I mean, I've been in the middle of the woods by myself at night before. I've been in that situation with a gun, and I've been in that situation without a gun. I'm going to tell you which way I felt better. When I was loaded to the hilt, one in the pipe, I felt better with a weapon. But he puts me out there and says, be harmless. And he doesn't give me anything. At least I don't think so. Or does he? Oh, yes, he does. He says, be wise as a serpent. And to you people that don't like snakes, just hold your ears, because snakes can be pretty smart in situations. You know what a snake's number one defense is? What? Camouflage. They say that most of us go by snakes more frequently than we ever realize. Some of y'all are nervous now. You're like, you know what? I'm going to walk around my yard in snake boots. Somebody's out there mowing their grass in snake chaps. Just in case. It's because they know where to hide. Oh, do you hear me? They know where to hide. That's their number one thing, is they know where to hide. They'll find a rock to get under. Man, this is starting to sound like a sermon now, ain't it? I said, they'll find a rock to hide under. They'll find a place of safety to get away from the enemy. They said, be wise as a serpent. Here's the thing. You don't have what it takes to overcome your enemy. So watch this. You got to find a place to hide from your enemy. You've got to find a place where you can get in this situation where the enemy can't find you. Well, David began to tell us, the Lord is my shepherd. He is my hiding place. I can't overcome the enemy on my own, but I've got a shepherd that I can hide in the sheepfold. I found a picture, and I really don't like to do this, because this will put in your picture in your head of what Jesus looks like. And I'm going to tell you, we really don't know if anyway, show me my picture. See, here's the problem. If it's wolf on wolf, one of them still might get me. You have no idea. Listen to this. This is so awesome. You have no idea while you were in that hiding place how many wolves went by and you never knew they were there. We was on a job in Greenbrier County, and I'll never forget this. I think it was you. It was you and Ed. They were out in the middle of this area, and they were working on beams, and I don't mean nothing about the shop. They were welding. And me and another guy were standing up there, and two coyotes walked down through the field, and right behind them. They never knew they were there. Josh went, whoa, look how close them coyotes are. I said, I see them. They were oblivious to the fact. And you know what? We were more scared for them than they were. Were you scared? You weren't scared because you didn't know they were there. And we were like, ugh, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. There's a dark side of us that was a little bit excited to see what was going to happen. I mean, what kind of news would that be? Welder gets attacked by coyotes while two guys stand and watch. right behind them. But they never knew they were there. Man, can I preach to you this? You've got a shepherd that if you get under his protection and you put yourself where you need to be, there are things that go by you that you never knew went by you. There are things that miss you that you never knew were even there. I'm telling you, we serve a God who is able to protect you. And he says, get in the sheepfold, and I am the good shepherd. Here's the thing about the good shepherd. He'll give his life for the sheep.
I know y'all have heard this before. Jimmy, if I'm out in the woods with somebody and a bear comes after me, I don't have to outrun the bear. I just got to outrun the guy with me. Why do I got to outrun the bear? Just trip the other guy. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow, thou art with me. The Lord is my shepherd. And because he's my shepherd, he's always with me." Now check this out. I don't have to trip him. I don't have to outrun him. He said, "Don't worry. I will lay down my life for you. You go free. I'll lay down." Man, this shepherd that you got is so great that you don't have to. He'll lay it down for you. You don't have to knock him down, push him down, or outrun him. He will lay down his life for the sheep. We have a shepherd. And the Lord, that is my shepherd. Look at the person and say, "That's my shepherd." You didn't say it with enough conviction. Say it again. Look at him and say, "That's my shepherd." And if you're not saved here, look at the person and say, "I want that to be my shepherd." That's my shepherd. My is possessive. The God who possesses everything allows himself to become a possession. Well, let me try that over here. The God that created it all and spoke it all into existence and owns every bit of it and he possesses all of it. Brother Eddie, he allowed himself to become my possession. That is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I possess him. I own him. He owns me. I own him. He's with me. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I will fear no evil. Listen to this. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm going to tell you a story. Y'all ready for story time? Here's your story. One of my daughters were getting married. I think it was Taylor. Taylor's getting married. And let me tell you what happens when your daughter gets married. You cry. And you spend a lot of money. And you cry because because she spent a lot of money. And they do a father-daughter reveal. And they just do it to torture you. And you go in there and you go, "I couldn't stop, could I, Tracy?" And I'm not good at crying. During this wedding, we're decorating. We're helping decorate. I'm helping decorate. Actually, I'm doing what Tracy told me to do because she's the decorator. We're putting this stuff up and we're doing and we're working late. And I got a phone call at about 12 o'clock that night as we're decorating. I got a phone call. You ready for this? The guy said, "Hey, man, is there any way you can meet me at the church to pray? I think my son is demon-possessed." Well, I'm kind of decorating for a wedding right now. You think he could be possessed one more night? I didn't say that. I said, "Yeah, man, I'll meet you down there. I'll leave right now. I'll come down to church and we'll pray. We'll get this taken care of." And I got in the truck. And you know what hit my heart? Fear. Now, maybe you've never had this happen before.
And maybe you look at me differently now. But when I got in the truck, I was like, this is what I was thinking. Man, I've been busy. I've been busy all day. And I really hadn't prayed a lot today. And I don't think I even read the Bible today. And I'm getting ready to go down here and deal with this. And there was this thought that, I don't know if you read your Bible or not, but there was some sons of Sceva. He was going to go in there and take care of some spirits. And those spirits jumped on them and beat them up and sent them down the road naked. Running down the road. I didn't want to run down the road naked. Especially beat up. And I'm praying on my way to the church, and I'm praying. I was like, God, Lord, I've really been busy today, and I'm not feeling super spiritual right now. I'm really tired. I'm going to need you to help me. And I don't know if you believe God can speak to you or not, but on that ride over here, God spoke to me, and he said, this ain't about you. This is about me. The fear left. I said, hey, you know what? He leadeth me. That means he goes in front. And as long as he's in front, I don't have to fear any evil. I hope you hear me right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, when he's in front, when he gets off the boat, I don't care how many there are, when he's in front and he's leading and he's the shepherd and you know your place and you're the sheep and you're in the spot you're designed to be in, I'm telling you, I don't care if a whole legion of them come up against him, he'll send them in a bunch of pigs and drown them. Man, I walked in this church strutting. Maybe not quite that bad, but man, I was feeling good, because I walked in here knowing I don't care what I'm about to come up against. I've got a shepherd that has already conquered that enemy, and it's not about me. It's about my shepherd. I'm just a dumb old sheep. Go ahead, shepherd. Do what you got to do. Man, we got to start giving this stuff to him. I mean, come on, people, think about this. I know this is funny, but think about this. A lion roars. Have you ever heard a lion roar? And you're going to stand up to it? Oh, you're so scary. You're so mighty. But here's the cool thing about my shepherd. Not only is he a shepherd, he's a lion. Not only is my shepherd a lion, he's a king. And where the word of the king is, there is power. So whether I am fighting man or I am fighting beast, I've got what it takes to overcome and win this battle. And I'm glad I'm nothing more than a sheep, because I've got a shepherd that'll take care of it. I've got this illustration. Do we got time for an illustration? Shane, how long? How long? 30 minutes. Give me a couple of those chairs right there, Johnny. Help him, Thomas. You look too comfortable. Yeah, just sit him down right there. That's good. That's good. Right over there. Set that near there. That's good. Good, good. That's good. That's good. I know I've used this illustration a lot, but you need to see it again. Stand back up. Yeah, you know better.
All right, sorry.
I want you to stand off to the side. Stand over behind them chairs if you would. We are fighting enemies. Whether we see them or not, we're fighting them. And you know what? I hope and wish sometimes that God would just kill my enemies. Just annihilate the enemies. I used to listen to 56 WJLS. Do you ever listen to 56 WJLS? Sandy Smith and Gary Hosey. Is the man I'm talking about? Some young people are like, mm-mm. And I used to listen to them, and they'd have preaching on there. And there was a broadcast of this guy out of Oak Hill. And he preached a sermon called His Faith Gun. And he was talking about running the devil out of his life. And he had this faith gun. He'd go, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, devil, get out of my life. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, get out of Oak Hill and surrounding areas. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. He said, get out of Raleigh County. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Get out of West Virginia. Ba-da-da-da-da. Get out of the state of the United States. Ba-da-da. He ran the devil, shot him plumb off the planet. He did. I was like, shoot him, shoot him. He was wearing him out. He had an automatic too. It wasn't like pow, 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 da 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 da, but it was wearing him out. But I mean, that's been years ago. How many people have fought the enemy since then? Well, let me tell you something. If he ran him off, the devil's not a geographical moron. He found his way back. And I wish, Dustin, he would just take care of my enemy. Whatever I'm fighting, whatever spirit it is, let me tell you something right now. Fear is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again. Fear is a spirit.
Amen.
And fear is not of God.
Amen.
So if you're afraid, you're fighting a spirit.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work. But I tell you what is going to work is to stick with the shepherd. Watch what the shepherd does. He says, he prepares a table for me. You following me? Watch this. He prepares a table for me in the
presence.
Of who? This is shouting ground. Y'all don't even know it's a shouting ground. Because I wanted him to get rid of you, he wanted you to watch me eat.
Yeah.
You wanted him to take care of him, but you know what he wanted to do? March you right by him, set you down, and let you eat in the presence of your enemies. So here's the revelation. You ready for it? This is the whole reason I preach this whole sermon. I don't want to be a lion. And I don't want to be a wolf. Because there's a lot of fighting going on there. And a lot of growling. I don't even want to be a crow now. You know what I want to be? I want to be a sheep. Because you know what a sheep does? Just shut up and follow the shepherd. Because here's what's awesome. The shepherd does all the fighting, all the battling, all the winning, all the preparing. He does it all.
Amen.
How many people here like National Geographic Explorer? How many people like to watch animal shows? Y'all like that? How many of y'all like when the gazelle gets caught? Oh, don't act like it. Y'all like, well, then why are you watching it? No, I don't want to see that. Let me tell you what happens when them animals go to drink. This is how they drink if an animal had glasses. You know why they do that? What'd you say? What was that word? Fear. 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 Look, guess what? Your enemy's right here, and you don't even have to look up. You don't even have to look at him. Hold on a second. You don't. You don't even have to do it, man. You can look down at what he has prepared for you, and your enemy cannot touch you. Can you see it? Can you see it? Your enemy wants to annihilate you. I'm here to tell you, that's my shepherd, and my shepherd will not allow.
I like statistics. Y'all like them? I tell you what, who really likes, come on, Aaron. Baseball really likes statistics. You can listen to a baseball game, and they're like, Aaron Judge has never hit a home run on a Thursday night when it's 30% chance of rain or greater. You're like, is that real? Oh, he's got a chance here. He's got a chance. Because on Saturday morning games, when the barometric pressure is below 19%, he has hit 42 home runs in his career. Y'all are laughing because it's weird. They got some weird statistics. But I like statistics, don't you? I like to know how the odds are in my favor. So he caught a sheep. He said, our father put him in his hand. So how many has he lost?
Amen.
How many wolves have been lost because of him? A whole bunch, because some of y'all used to be one. Some of y'all, see, wolves can, some of y'all are sheep that used to be wolves. So there's some wolves that were lost. But once they become sheep, I don't care who the enemy is. I don't care what the struggle is. I don't care what the evil is. I will fear no evil because my shepherd is with me. And those that the Father put in my hand, I've not lost one of them. Not one single sheep have I lost. So look at the person beside you and say, I'm glad I'm a sheep. Thank you. Thank you. What's your battle? What are you fighting? What wolf is trying to destroy you? Let me tell you what to do about it. Find the shepherd. I want a testimony right now. How many of us have ever wandered outside of the sheepfold and the shepherd came out there looking just for you and brought you back? I'm going to say this. Tracy, I think when God saved me, he factored in some of my stupidity. If not, he should have called me something smarter. But somehow, he knew that we like sheep. We've all gone astray. Every one of us have gone astray. But he went to where we were and brought us back to his protection, to that place where we are hidden in him. And if you're thankful that he brought you back, would you give him a hand clap if you're so thankful? Let's stand. Would you stand if you can stand, if you can stand? If your feet hurt, I didn't tell you to wear those shoes. We'll give an altar call this morning. If God's been dealing with your heart, he's trying to call you into that place of relationship and safety and love. He has a table prepared for you. Now the enemy's going to lie to you and tell you a lot of things. I got no agenda. I got no agenda here. I just got the gospel. I'm not trying to become popular. I'm not trying to get on TV and preach. I sweat too much. It's not good for the cameras. But you know what I am concerned about? I'm concerned about your soul if you're in this room right now. A lot of pastors are real concerned about empty seats. The empty seats don't bother me. It's the one that's full that bothers me. That's the one that concerns me, is the one that has somebody in it. So if you're in this room today, I'm telling you, the shepherd's got a plan for you. And it's a better plan than you'll ever come up with, because we've established we don't know which way to go. None of us. So if God's calling you this morning, listen, we're sheep. We're sheep. We get it. We get it. There's not a person in this room going to judge you. As a matter of fact, if you come to the altar right now, we'll clap. You know why? Because we'll be so excited that you're putting yourself in the right position in this thing. This thing called life that's going to end. You got to get it right before it ends. If he's dealing with this morning, I beseech you by the mercies of God, be you reconciled to him. He's ready to protect you. He's ready to love you. He's ready to call you his own. We are not the sheep of our own pasture. Let's sing. Let's sing. As they sing, would you step out? Would you step out? Would you step out? Would you step out and say, today's the day. Today's the day. Today's the day.